Page 48. We're in with the In Crowd, Report of the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee by Bonnie Rennie, Chairperson. Raise your hand if you're getting younger and younger instead of the other way around. I thought not. So as I am often fond of saying, many of us in CCB are already or are rapidly heading for that golden turnoff to senior land. So senior interests should be our interests. This article will report on the kinds of programs we've offered at conventions during the past year and look ahead a little. Some of our own CCB members were prominent as program presenters, and my public thanks go out to them for the important work they do in their local communities and for sharing it with us. Gussie Morgan and Michael Williams gave a fascinating talk and demonstration on how teaching Braille to seniors can foster social interaction and mental stimulation. And last spring, Teddy Joy Remhild and Jane Cardis each explained the effective advocacy programs they are involved in. In all of these cases, our members' skills and talents are making a difference in people's lives. In our recent convention program, a local Title VII Chapter 2 Aging and Vision Loss program was highlighted. Among the presenters was another CCB member, Socorro Arroyo Mershain. This long-standing program uses a creative and caring team to provide adjustment and practical training services in the homes of seniors with vision loss. It was gratifying to hear the quantity of intelligent questions, and some expressed a desire to work on emulating such a program in their local area, exactly the kind of interest we want to inspire in our program attendees. We were also given a useful insight into the attitudinal barriers that can sometimes be the biggest obstacle to seniors accepting available independent living resources. Addressing these attitudinal barriers as peers may be a real way we in CCB can be of service. Page 49, taking the lead on concerns of particular interest to seniors is the only way we can secure the kind of future for ourselves that we want. In addition to our own self-interest, reaching out to other seniors with vision loss may increase our CCB membership, but that would be an extra, a bonus. In hearing the presentations on the needs and feelings toward losing vision of the over 55 crowd mentioned above, I was again struck by the feeling that many of these people who would so benefit from our help and support will probably never join something like CCB, especially with the word blind in it. We as a group must decide at some point whether we're going to offer what we can anyway, with no guarantee that they will ever join us. Here are some ways that you can get involved. We can always use the help of more people, and you might want to be a member of this committee. If so, contact President Jeff Tong about getting appointed. We are looking for all kinds of diversity and members who are enthusiastic and want to work, or you can contact me with any questions about the committee and our plans or to express your ideas. You can contact the CCB office and ask for my contact information. But you do not have to be on the committee in order to contribute something valuable. Again, you can contact the office and request and distribute our booklet, Failing Sight and the Family Plight, which is available in English, Spanish, and Chinese. Thinking of people you know who could use such a positive message or taking it to the places where others might benefit from it is a concrete way to be helpful and to spread the hopeful presence of CCB. Senior centers, houses of worship, agencies for the blind, and low-vision care centers are just some of the likely places. You can also take the time and initiative to suggest future convention programs and topics you'd like to see. The committee can only be as relevant to you as you allow us to be by your direct input. Looking to the future, we see many ways for you to get involved. Here are some hints. We will share more in the next issue of the magazine. In order to be more effective, the seniors would like to forge more working relationships with many of our existing committees and affiliates. A couple of examples are membership, public relations, and technology committees, and the Association for Multicultural Concerns. Don't feel left out if your group was not mentioned. We are very much interested in increasing our presence on the CCB website in a creative variety of ways. If you have artistic abilities or think that you would be good in pictures, You might fit into our long-term plans. If this all makes you curious, good, stay tuned. There is a lot of work to do to make life a little better for seniors with vision loss, including ourselves. We hope you think it is worth doing together. Until next time, remember, it's cool to be senior.